This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back here on Sports Talk, LSU baseball, an 8-5 winner over Kansas State. The Tigers getting the W in extra innings. We'll be back in action tomorrow. That game, we'll have to see what time that one first pitch for that matchup is. 4 o'clock first pitch. And who are they playing tomorrow, Charlie? Nebraska. Thank you, sir. I was like all over the place with the Tigers right now. And that, unfortunately, Jeff and I are watching the live stats updating. And Charlie, yeah, you have the subscription to D1 Baseball and got to watch the game.
Yeah, it was fun, man. It was a crazy ending. The 10th inning was, you know, Daniel Dickinson gets the clutch hit. And of all the hard hit balls today that weren't actually hits because of great defense by both sides, a little Nubler gets through and all of a sudden you go up 8-5. Kaysen Evans, once again, he pitched on Wednesday. He closed out that game against DBU, comes back onto the mound today to pitch the 9th and the 10th innings and slams the door shut on K-State and gets his first win in an LSU uniform. So congrats to Kaysen. He's been fantastic early this year.
So 6 of the 8 RBI for LSU came from Dickinson.
He's got like 21 on the year already. Wow. I mean, he is at a ridiculous pace. The Utah Valley transfer, for all the people that were asking Mike and I, you know, in the offseason, oh, why are we getting this guy, kid from Utah Valley? That's why. Daniel Dickinson can play.
Coming up big for the Bayou Bengals there. Tonight we got the Pelicans back in action, taking on the Phoenix Suns again in a back-to-back in Phoenix. That game will be tipping off 8 o'clock here on WWL. AM and FM also have pregame coverage. We'll be cranking up at 7:30. I know we were talking about some things in the break, Jeff, and you mentioned fifth-year options coming up for the class of 2022 right now. What will the Saints do with the likes of Chris Olave and the Trevor Penning?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You talk about fifth-year options, and it seems like, hey, it's a no-brainer to pick these up. When you actually look at the numbers associated with these contracts, it's pretty crazy. Like, these are not just like, oh, yeah, this guy is pretty good, so we're going to pick up his fifth-year option. Like, a couple years ago, the Saints didn't pick up Cesar Ruiz's fifth-year option. They still intended to keep him.
Sure.
They just felt like it was a better deal to extend him than it was to pick up that option. And, you know, you look at, okay, so Chris Olave, right? I think they want to keep him around. They're going to want to extend him. But to pick up his fifth-year option, and if they don't pick it up, people are going to be like, oh, that must mean they're ready to move on. Well, I mean, it could just mean that they don't think he's a $20 million a year wide receiver, because that's what his fifth-year option would be. That would be a one-year contract at $20.5 million, and that's the lowest possible fifth-year option. So there are several tiers that you can fall into. The first level is what Trevor Penning and Chris Olave will fall into. That's the basic. Then there's a playtime tier that if you played a certain number of snaps, then, or games rather, then you bump up a tier. There's another tier for making a Pro Bowl, and then there's a fourth tier for making multiple Pro Bowls. So only three players on this list, this is the 2022 first round class, that have those multiple Pro Bowls. That's Sauce Gardner with the Jets, Kyle Hamilton with the Ravens, and I'm sorry, yeah, with the Ravens, and then Tyler Linderbaum also with the Ravens. So they had a pretty good draft if you look at the Ravens. So, I mean, do you think Chris Olave in 2026 is worth paying $20.5 million for one season? That seems like a lot when you consider, I mean, is his extension going to cost you more than $20.5 million a year? I highly doubt it.
And I'm obviously worried about the multiple concussions as well.
Well, right. You know, honestly, if there's an argument to be made to pick up that option rather than lock into an extension, it's because you don't really know. Like, if he has another concussion this year, and, you know, these could be career-ending. So that's the actually, in my opinion, the best argument for why you would go this route, is that way, yeah, it's going to be more costly, but you don't lock yourself in anything long-term if these concussions do end up being kind of a career-ending issue.
And a guy like Trevor Penning's also in that $20 million range?
Oh, yeah. Trevor's $21.6 million. There's no way. Absolutely no way. The only guy less likely to get his option picked up is Kenny Pickett on the Eagles.
Kenny Pickett.
They could, in 2026, if the Eagles wanted to pick up Kenny Pickett's fifth-year option, he was drafted by the Steelers,
right,
they'd be paying him $31 million.
Woo-wee.
So I don't think that's going to happen. But,
Super Bowl champ Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, Trevor Penning definitely. I think there's a chance you extend him.
Sure.
You're not picking up his option.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.